It's good to see a few people here. Stephen, Ellie, Dale in the chat room, and a couple other people, I think. Yeah, looks like there's a couple other people. Lord Mason and you says, survivors of the second coming who receive the mark of the beast will be in charge of the nuke plants and dams and shoveling snow. Wow. Never thought about that before. Are there going to be demerits for people who live through the conflagration and the temporal judgments of the second coming of Christ who have received the mark of the beast and are still alive? Good to see you in the chat room, but it would be nice if you replaced the you with your name. So we could call you something besides hey you, or put hey in front of it. Any kind of hey you want, the H-E-Y or the H-A-Y, doesn't matter. Well, I hope the video, everything's coming across good in this first hour. We're going to do news and current events, things like that, and I'm totally not ready for it, but I will do it anyway. And in the second hour, I think I'm going to share with you some of the audible from my book that I'm publishing this very minute. Finished the audible, been playing it this week already. If you're a listener to First Amendment Radio, you heard some of it on Monday and Tuesday. Well, I'm going to play some more today, and then I'm going to play it on Thursday and Friday also. The book is available. The paperback is available on Amazon. That's as far as I got. I'm going to do a hardcover and also publish it on Lulu so people don't have to buy from Amazon. Yeah. Doesn't matter to me which one you buy from. I would rather you buy from Lulu because they're not Amazon, but you have to go where the market is when you're selling books. And the thing is, you can get it free. You can start with Monday if you go to, FirstAmendmentRadio.com, open up the Mobi app, the app for your mobile device, and if you look on the Monday page for my broadcast, Cross the Border, and the Tuesday page for Cross the Border, it will have the two first segments of the book. It will be complete in the whole week, so by Friday it will all be up there, except for the last chapter, and the last chapter is a revised and up edited version of What Year Is It, being that it's so important to know that the seventh millennium is the millennium that will be, well, the Sabbath millennium and the millennial reign of Christ. But I didn't feel like I needed to redo that on the air. So the first six chapters, you can listen to the whole book in my Audible version for free. And it will be up there for a whole week, starting, well, Monday. That is 2 days ago, Monday. And it's up there right now. And it'll be up there. I think I might just run it for 2 weeks in a row. So that'll give you like more than, well, almost 2 weeks from today to take advantage and have me read to you the whole book. Basically, that's what it is. So I hope you all will enjoy that. And if you have money to spare and would like it for your library, or you like to read paperback books or hardcover or whatever your choice is, you can actually buy it from Amazon today, the paperback. And I'm going to get it up on Lulu within a couple days if you prefer to spend your money there. So that's the way that works. Okay. Yes, indeed. Let's see. What do we got in the way of news? Might as well just start here. After wrecking the world, Fauci resigns. Well, everyone's talking about Fauci resigning. I hate to talk about the same things that everyone else is talking about, but it's what's in the news. And I guess if I'm going to do this once in a week, I have to give my perspective on it. After wrecking the world, starting in 1986, yes, with the Ronald Reagan administration, Fauci began by giving the pharmaceutical companies total immunity for all of the damage that they would do through vaccines to children. And since 1986, you can look it up, 1986, the Act, there's a whole, documentary on that, the Act, 1986, worth watching. You should watch it. And that's pretty much why I know what I know. It's because I watched that documentary. But the Act, and Fauci was, that's the year that Fauci came on board, good Jesuit agent of the Antichrist, Anthony Fauci, began by giving immunity to the drug companies. And you can see how that immunity has blossomed from just the deathly jabs that they've been giving your children to give them all kinds of diseases since 1986. Because before that, the schedule for childhood immunizations was like, I think it's like over the whole school years of your childhood, you know, maybe you got a half a dozen shots. But they've been growing that to where now they reach down and they immunize and give shots to newborn babies, you know, who can least take it, and then I think it's 100 plus shots now by the time you get to 18 and out of school. And no wonder we have such a sick generation. But you can see, like I said, it blossomed from just a few shots. That schedule grew and grew to where it full-blown the corruption that comes with everything that the government subsidizes, because it's, when you give one company immunity, well, it's called a subsidy. You're subsidizing that that industry or that business, and so they don't have to worry about it anymore. They're subsidized no matter what they do. But they blew everything out, and they blew the system up, and so badly in 2020, with their pandemic, that we can put that, a lot of that, right at the feet of that man, Fauci, Anthony Fauci. And I feel sorry for the man because he's 82, I believe, now. And physically, he looks like he's in pretty good health for 82. Yeah, I hope I look that vital and am that vital myself when I'm 82. I see he's got a big problem, though, because he's closer to the grave than anything else. I mean, than he is to his birth. And so it won't be long for him, no matter how long he lives, that he's going to meet his maker. And he's got a comeuppance coming, yeah, because at 82, nobody's long for this world, even if they live another 20 years. So if he lives to be 102, it's still not very long. And now he's facing prosecution. We can only hope. I need to set an example with this man's life. Who knows? He might even repent. Yeah, it's almost, I'll leave that in God's hands. Yeah, some people, I don't believe there's any hope for it. I think he might be one of them when you think about the death, the destruction that he has caused. Okay, so after wrecking the world, and that's from that's a article from Tom Woods. And maybe we ought to take a look at it. Uh-oh. Thing says I have no internet connection. Does that mean that I'm not really going over the air? No, the computer also notifies me if my OBS drops its connection. So my browser says it has no connection. Yeah, that doesn't make any sense. All right, let's see. What else do we got? lifetime government bureaucrat resigns following 54 years career of corruption, deceit, death, and destruction. I guess a lot of people have a lot to say about Fauci. They got a book written about him, a lot of that was by Robert Kennedy Jr. By now, you probably heard the news. Anthony Fauci will retire from the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, NIAID, at the end of this calendar year. For someone who, like me, has spent 2.5 years chronicling the wreckage caused by what we laughingly call our public health establishment, it's hard to summarize the damage Fauci has wrought. He says his 2020 blog post, Death by Lockdown, listing the various ways the social disruptions caused by the restrictions harmed human well-being, only scratched the surface. So instead of trying to summarize it all, I'll say this. One, I was very happy to have had the chance to discuss the Fauci phenomena with Robert Kennedy, the author of, The Real Anthony Fauci. I bought the book. I bought an EPUB version or a Kindle version of the book myself. Haven't had time to read it. But yeah, I actually basically did it just to support, just to support the work. Okay. Two. Stanford's Bhattacharya released a statement today about the Fauci retirement. Bhattacharya has been a friend of the Tom Woods Show. I'm happy to say that, in fact, while I was in the hospital last year with COVID, he stayed in contact with me to answer my questions and to make sure my treatment regimen was a good one. Now, see, that I don't get that. How does Tom Woods says he had COVID? I think Rick Wiles got it twice and his whole crew came down with. How did they know they had COVID? Did they take the test, the PCR test, or, you know, maybe they just had a really bad flu, but they go, oh, no, it was the baddest flu I ever had, nothing like that in my life. Well, every time I feel like I'm deathly sick, that's what I say, but I never had anything to blame it on, except whatever, stomach flu, or, you know, we just label these things, but I'm not sure about any of them. And I'm definitely not sure about viruses because I have a virus and it's called, herpes simplex. When I get a fever or cold, or my temperature rises a little bit, I get fever blisters on my lip. And I guess people can get genital herpes too. That would be ouch. I don't even want to imagine that. But I mean, it's bad enough getting on my lip and then I get this scab here. And I'm not sure. They say it's a virus. Okay. But I've been learning about viruses and I realize my body produces viruses. So is my body producing this virus every time I get, like, if it's really hot in the summer and I push myself and perhaps my temperature rises, I don't get sick or anything. I do get a little hot. Then my body produces a virus that manifests itself on my lip. My body makes a virus. A virus is not an organism that reproduces. You can't make it reproduce in someone else's body But apparently, someone else's body can read a virus if they pick up a virus fragment or something and reproduce it. But it doesn't have, like, baby viruses. There are no female and male viruses having kids floating around. So it's all very theoretical, as far as I can tell. And, you know, you have germ theory, and then you have environment theory, you know, it's like, and this is what I believe about cancer, things like cancer is I believe that if your bodily environment is out of whack, you lack nutrients or for whatever reason, areas of your body become out of whack, that your body responds in a way that will kill you. And they call it cancer. Yeah. Because your body starts to reproduce out of control because the environment, is out of whack. And I believe that's what causes cancer. So I try to keep everything balanced and eat right. And a lot of people say it has more to do with acid. You know, pH balance in your body has a lot to do with it. But yeah, if you're eating wrong, then your pH balance becomes more acidic, and voila, your body reacts. The programming doesn't respond properly because it doesn't have the right building materials, or the environment is toxic. So yeah, Dale's in the chat room going, talking about it. Germ theory is a theory, and there we have theories all over the place. I was listening to, speaking of theories, I was listening to John MacArthur. That's it. I was listening to John MacArthur on Sunday, and we have that in our archives. And it was a good sermon. Very good. But you could tell that he believes in the whole cosmos theory that is the most popular, and that is heliocentrism. But it's only a theory. But he states it as it were a fact because, well, that's what he believes. But fortunately, it's not going to mess with his theology, or no one's going to go to hell because he's wrong about this and other things. There's a lot of things that people are not going to go to hell if they get wrong, okay? So, yeah, well, thank God for that, okay? Because we all have some things wrong, like MacArthur has his eschatology wrong. Now I see that he has his cosmos theory. Is it wrong? I don't know. It's all relative to where you're at. I mean, if you were sitting on the sun, if you could perhaps sit on the sun without it burning, without burning up, so it's theoretic that you could even sit there, it would appear as though the earth was going around the sun. But now if you're sitting on the earth, well, it appears as if the sun is going around the earth. So it all depends on where you're at, but we are on the earth. So as far as I'm concerned, I believe that the earth is the center of the creation because it was the first thing that God made when he made the heaven and the earth. And I talk about that in my Genesis study and in other places. So you probably heard that before. Okay, well, I guess we'll have more of this news and commentary when we get back from this break. You're listening to Across the Border, a live prophecy reality edition, looking for your comments and so forth in the chat room. I'll be back in a few minutes.
The program you are listening to is 100% sponsored by you, the listener, on this First Amendment Rights Media channel. You will notice that there are few commercials on this radio network. There's a good reason for that. Corporate advertising dollars come with strings that limit program content. So without your help, these programs cannot continue on satellite, internet, or our several affiliates. If you benefit by the educational law programs, we ask you to give. If you are admonished or nurtured by the Bible and ministry programs, we ask you to give. If some voice a cause that you are passionate about, we ask you to give. If you believe in any of these, we ask you to support them as you would a missionary on a continual basis, as if giving a tithe for missionary radio. These programs are not commercially viable and must be supported by those faithful to the cause of truth. Look for the button to sponsor your favorite programs at our listen and schedule pages on the internet. We will also give you unlimited archive access to all of our programs. We're asking you to give much less than a tithe so that you may also send support directly to a particular program host, cause, and anywhere else the Spirit may lead you. Do all to the glory of our God and Creator, for His holy nation, the only kingdom that will last forever. Thank you for listening.
Since the beginning of time, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it, it has been traded, it has been borrowed, it has been purchased, it has been stolen. There's a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty, to ourselves and to our posterity. Invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188 or visit discountgoldandsilvertrading.net. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cedarstrom, right here on FirstAmendmentRadio.com at 4 p.m. Eastern or 1 p.m. Pacific Time. Visit discountgoldandsilvertrading.net or call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, 1-800-375-4188.
Welcome back. You're listening Across the Border, and I'm Nicholas, and this is a live prophecy reality edition. As first hour, we're just doing news and commentary for the first hour. We were talking about, well, I was looking at an article here with from Tom Woods. He said that he got COVID. And I said, how did he know he got COVID? Was it the PCR test that that could tells so many people that aren't sick that they are sick, that they're, what do you call it? Anyway, it's a crazy world, but every time I get sick, and there have been a few times in my life where I felt deathly sick. Yeah. And I guess that's how people feel. So it's nice to have put a label on it. Oh, I got COVID. I'm getting long COVID. All this nonsense. And it's mostly all based on theory, like germ theory, and theory about viral theory. And then listening to John MacArthur speaking of another theory. And that is, heliocentrism is a theory. The Bible seems to be more geocentric, but it's not absolute. And I think as God's people, we need to begin to understand how little we know by accepting that much of what we know is theory and not fact. But when I was growing up in the public school system and in Catholic homes, because I was orphaned as a child, I learned a lot of theories and believed they were the truth, but they turned out to be only theories when I applied my brain upon growing up as a Christian. Yeah. Now, if you're not one of God's people and you don't love the truth, well, you never grow up. Basically, you just hang on to theories your whole life. And so even some Christians and some very mature Christians still hang on to theories, apparently, and can't quite let go of things like the rapture or amillennialism. You know, things that you cannot find in the Bible except by conjecture and hypothesis alone. And then you build 10,000 conjectures to support your hypothesis. But that's not explicit or stated in the scripture. And that's the method that I try to apply to all of my studies when I go through God's Word or when I do an exposition, as in my books that I've written. And my latest book, like I said here, you can find a link to it here. The page that I sent out, the post I sent out this morning has a link to it. Get the new book, The Millennium Question, at the bottom of it. So if you click on that, it should take you there. Nothing fancy about it, the cover or anything. But if you can listen to it free during the week, but it is available. Just to let you know that. Let's see. So I was looking at this article, and I don't think I'm going to read any more of this article. We all know who Fauci is. I pray and I hope that he can be, that we can beat this beast back a few more years by prosecuting people like Fauci and others who had a hand in this thing and obviously knowingly took part in it, while they claim to have taken the same jab that killed other people's. We know now that is not true. And I do suggest if you're looking for other news sources and you haven't found Stu Peters yet, you can go over there and he'll keep you up on what's going on there, what they're finding out about the different batches and so forth of this jab. Hold on a second here. About what people think. Okay, but let me check out the chat room. Let's see. The earth is not what they yell. Okay, I think you missed your T there. What they tell. Yeah, the earth is not what they tell you. But it's not flat. There are flat parts to it, relatively speaking, you know. But, yeah, because relatively speaking, there's some really mountainous parts too. So for anyone to say that the earth is flat is out of their mind. Anyway, mystery caller strikes again. Yes, Jesuit Fiend is in the room. Let's see. And, Shauna. Shauna was you. And, I guess Shauna figured out how to put her name in. Oh, glad you're here, Shauna. Good morning to you too. And it's good to have anybody show up. Yeah, even if it's only three people or six or whatever. From Pittsburgh and Santa Maria, California, Atlanta, Georgia, and Hollister. I don't even know where Hollister. I think that's near the Bay Area. Yeah, but I don't see myself in here. Someone from California, but it doesn't say where they're from. This thing is not very accurate, is it? This live traffic feed. Yeah. Because I'm one of those Californias, likely. Yeah. Except not in either of those. Well, I'm in on the land here on the called California. So maybe that's me. Maybe they know I'm just a man on the land. So they didn't put a city or anything there. Yes, that would be the all-knowing internet. Okay, well, let's see what else we got here. What else do we have? See, America's Silent War. Is there a silent war going on? I guess I'd have to click on that to find out what it is. Oh, yes, lifetime government bureaucrat resigns following 54-year career of corruption, deceit, death, and destruction. See, you know how corrupt America has become. It just seems hopeless. It really does seem hopeless. Because now, you know, we might be able to change the parties in the Congress but when that happened before, nothing happened. So I don't know. Could we expect something different to happen this time? There are people that say that when they get it, that they're gonna, we'll see. I don't believe anybody anymore because, you know, because I'm not insane. You know, you can vote again and change it back to the way it was when Trump got in. Both houses were Republican, and all they did was try to destroy Trump. Yeah. They joined with the other side, and it hasn't ended yet. And, oh, Trump, don't get me going. This guy started the whole thing. He went along with this lifetime bureaucrat and started the whole warp speed. And he you know, he's a prideful... you know, a vulgar man, at least looking at his past life. Yeah. But people can change. And, you know, I've seen him repent on a few things, like at least, abortion. He repented on that. And, he did some good things when he was in there. I just wish that he would have, kept doing the good things and not follow this lifetime bureaucrat, this rat Fauci, who's done nothing. This man is, I mean, he's done more damage than Hitler. Seriously. More damage than Hitler. Not as much destruction of property as Hitler, but certainly as much destruction and mayhem to the lives of living people. Yeah. He just did it without bombs. And yeah, the only bomb is the one that they set off after it was injected into your body. And these guys, you know, I'm sure that the batches that they took were not the same as some of those batches. And we're going back to the batches. Let's see, what else we got? Those who violated Nuremberg Code must be prosecuted for crimes against humanity. I agree. Yeah. Let's see, why vote for leftist Republicans? Okay. And you know, they're still pushing this thing out there, man. They're killing our children. Will there be doctors and public health officials fleeing for the exits? Well, after watching, what, the number in Canada? When it, last time I on is like 8 or 9, and now it's like 26 or something doctors in Canada after the fourth jab. Yeah. Dropping dead. Yeah. You think these doctors, shouldn't they be thinking? And then the question came up, and I got this from watching Stu Peters, was how come it's only in Alberta, the most anti, Trudeau, what do you call it? Not republic or whatever sections of Canada, whatever they call their sections up there. The most anti Trudeau one got the batches that were deathly. And you know, you'd think at least if they were wise, they would send the innocuous, the placebo batches to the hospitals where the doctors are. But since people are going to the hospitals to get the jabs, I guess the doctors just got to take their chances like everybody else. But, you know, when you see doctors dying by the dozens, young doctors, and, you know, like within, you know, a few days after taking their fourth jab or fourth booster, so that's 6 jabs since there's 2 jabs to be jabbed to be... Whatever, this whole new game, it's just ludicrous just talking about it, the absurdity of it all. Yeah, but it's deadly serious. And here we go, the FBI raid on Trump's home at Mar-a-Lago is an act of war of the government on its citizens. Well, you know, finally they're hitting up high somewhere. The government is at war, and the war is going, they're ramping up the war. It's like they're ramping up war with the world, and now they're ramping up the Homeland Security army of criminal IRS agents, CID agents, to go out and, you know, shake the bushes and put people in prison for, you know, not giving enough or breaking some rules that nobody can understand or follow anyway, you know? Yeah. And so that's all coming. This is your Mark of the Beast army. Yeah. So will they be looking for people that have dropped out of the system? Well, I'm already registered with the government as dropping out. I applied for a passport. They denied it because I wouldn't give them a social security number. I said, you already have all the social security numbers. I don't have one. You have them all. They all belong to you. You know, you want me to give you what you've given to me when you never really gave me anything. If it was mine, I could change it, abolish it, or sell it. Yeah, if it was mine, so I don't have one. I'm not playing your numbering game. And there's no law that requires it. But, yeah, we'll see. Mark of the Beast Inquisitions are ramping up, and that's really what it's all about. It's coming. Yeah, 2030 is coming quick. They want you in prison or dead. If you won't receive and capitulate to the mark of the beast by 2030. Let's see, pro-vax bully implicated in virus engineering program from Dr. Mercola. Oh, there's a lot of stuff going on. See, Fauci pulls out, but senators promise probes. Insurgents versus party regulars. Yeah, this whole it can't happen fast enough. I'm hoping and praying that the other party gets in there just so they can end this January 6th thing, and maybe they can roll back all these hirings for the IRS before they fill all those positions. But, you know, I guess they have until January because that's when the new Congress and Senate come in. This is both a Senate and a Congress year, I believe. I think the Senate's every 6 years or something, and Congress, I don't know how it works for as far as that voting thing goes. Like it says, you know, sorry, I'm not a voter, but you know, they get people say, well, if you don't vote, you can't complain. No, if you vote, you can't complain. That means you accepted the outcome regardless of what it is. And I do not accept it. Yeah. I don't believe that the votes have been honest for decades. I believe they've been cheating for decades. The only thing is in 2016, I believe that they cheated. They just didn't cheat enough. They thought they cheated, that their cheating would be enough, but it finally, they came up against someone who exposed them, but nobody complained about the cheating then. Except Hillary, who thought for sure, and all of the polls, all of your mainstream polls said that Hillary would win. And she was very confident. She just knew they had it in the bag in 2016. But too many people came out and voted for Trump or switched sides or whatever. So, sorry, Hillary, the people do not love you. Only fools love you because they're fooled by you. Okay, let's see. What else have we got here? Let's see if we got any comments or anything in the chat room. Let's see. It's a show. I'm in California too, says Shauna. So, yes, Steve and Ellie, we know you're in Colorado. Dale's in Michigan, my home state. My birth state was Michigan. It's on the land there. I was born in Ann Arbor. Yeah, at the University Hospital there. Fun, huh? I loved Ann Arbor. Beautiful place. I had occasion to spend much time there as a teenager. Let's see. Mystery caller. Okay, well, we're getting back too far. Yes. We have an infection of the soul, and the only thing that will help is the Lord. Yes, amen to that. Yes. And let's see what else we got here in the chat room. Not much else. Yes, if you're listening and you can, come on over to the chat room. It makes me feel better to see a few more people over here. It seems like I'm growing in unpopularity. That means not many people are showing up. Yeah. And my radio network is probably one of the most unpopular radio networks in the world. Yes, we out the Antichrist, and most people don't believe it. We aren't gearing up for a rapture escape. Yeah, not, you can read all about that in just about every book I write. But I do believe in the millennial reign of Christ. You know why I believe it? Because the scripture explicitly states it. You know, it can't get any more plain than it is. Note to Liz Cheney, you're no Lincoln. Well, I'll tell you who is a Lincoln. Yeah. Joe Biden's a Lincoln. Yes. Executive order this, executive order that, damn the Constitution this, damn the Constitution that. Yeah. Yeah. Rule by dictate, executive order. Yeah. Joe Biden's a Lincoln. No, but see, people have this, they, you know, the apotheosis of Lincoln. They've turned him into a god. Yeah. Well, love him or hate him, you had to admit that what he destroyed the United States, the federal government, and turned it into a, Well, as it says, before the Civil War, was the United States R. Yeah, and it was, I think it was 48 states or whatever it was then. Yeah. But after the Civil War, it was the United States is. We don't have a federation anymore. Oh, do we? They're starting to discover that we're a federation in some states. And that's really, I think it's very helpful that some states are acting as if they are separate states, because we are a federation of separate country states. You know, kind of like all those countries over there in the Western Europe. You know, the 10 divisions over there, the 10 various divisions, they kind of fluctuate as to what name they get, and the area lines of the change a little bit over history, but they're supposed to be, you know, 10 separate. I wonder the ones that joined the EU, the EEC or whatever it is, or the Euro, you know, the United States of Europe, did they all lose their vote as individual states in the UN and then get one vote like the United States? You know, we have a federation of 50 states. Why doesn't the United States, why doesn't each nation state of the United States get one vote each in the UN like the EU? You know, they retained all their separate states and separate votes in the UN. I mean, if we're going to have world government, it seems fair that, I mean, for the United States to have its own votes for each independent state. After all, we're called federal. We're a federation. We're a federation of different states that come together only for the things, to hold in common, the things listed in that Constitution document. Yes. So, yeah. I don't know. Liz Cheney may be in Lincoln. It depends on your view of Lincoln. Sorry about that for all you people that worship Lincoln. These were all just men. Some were good, some were bad, some were not so bad, and some were worse than others, you know? I mean, we have to put Lincoln up there in the top of the worst, eh? People do say that he repented after the Civil War. It was kind of too late, and I hope he did. Don't get me wrong. I hope that he'll be in the resurrection and I can meet Lincoln. And, yeah, because, you know, the blood of Jesus can cover all, you know, except for that unpardonable sin, apparently, which is debatable as to exactly what that means. That is blaspheming the Holy Spirit. Said it won't be forgiven in this age, the one that we're in, nor in the age to come, the millennial reign of Christ, because people will sin then, and some will even blaspheme the Holy Ghost. And my definition of blaspheming the Holy Ghost is not allowing the Holy Spirit to work repentance, because that is the first and the major work of the Holy Spirit in our life is to work repentance. So if we don't allow that, we're blaspheming the Holy Spirit. That's kind of the way I look at it. That's the way I can, because I don't think it's, you know, speaking certain words or a formula that you can say, but Satan loves it if you believe that you have blasphemed by words that came out of your mouth, the Holy Spirit. Now you're doomed to hell forever, so you might as well just sin your life away and drink beer. And I'm sure there are people that believe that. Yeah, I'm not so convinced of that. Okay, maybe I ought to just talk the rest of the hours, because you can... Yeah, okay. We have more news and stuff, and I do wish people would have more comments in the chat room. That way I wouldn't feel like I'm just talking to myself. But anyway, you're listening to Cross the Border, a Prophecy Reality Edition. I'm Nicholas Arthur, and I will be back after some news. Hi, I'm Nicholas Arthur, and I'd like to introduce you to my latest book, Reformed Prophecy Interpretation, an apology for Reformed Premillennial Historicism in the 21st century. As with primitive biblical Christianity, historicism is the method of prophecy interpretation restored with the advent of the Protestant Reformation, and had become so widely held that for a long time it was called the Protestant view. My book is not so much about the errors of dispensationalism or amillennialism. Rather, it is about the historicist alternative to understanding many of the same passages from the vantage point of prophecy fulfilled in history. For those that desire more than mere hypotheses, bolstered with conjectured speculation, those who require explicit biblical exegesis and verified historical fulfillment, and are not willing to accept speculation as anything other than what it is, speculation, not truth, this book is for you. Over the last century, this method of interpretation has become almost completely forgotten, even by Protestants, in the face of a method that is based almost entirely on future speculation, rather than fulfilled prophecy in history. In my book, I examine the reasons for this and investigate some of the prophecy which has been fulfilled in the interim, as well as present an apology for Reformed premillennial historicism to the 21st century. If you're interested in a copy of my book, you can go to my website, crosstheborder.org, and get more information there. Or you may also find it at Amazon. Welcome back to the broadcast, everybody. You're listening across the border. This is a live prophecy reality edition, and we are on the air. Thank you for that, Shauna, in the chat room. You can hear me. Yeah, maybe I need to redo my computer or something. It's starting to do these little glitches here and there. Stephen Ellie says, how is the well project going? Been praying about it. Well, thank you for your prayer there. The well is in. Not hooked up yet, though. I got this last week. I got the pump and the pipe and all that and the wire installed in the well. And I just moved the tank there yesterday and still have to hook it up. I got the ditch all dug for 60 feet of ditch for the wire to go to the new well site and the pipe to hook it up to the water system here. So hopefully everything will be fine. And in a couple days, I'll have this thing all hooked up. But, you know, I'm an old man. I can only dig a ditch so fast. I was going to rent a trencher. And my son-in-law and my grandchildren live here on the property. And I said, because I don't have a driver's license, so I can't rent a trencher from Home Depot or Lowe's or wherever you rent trenchers from. And so I said, he said, oh, well, we'll dig it. I said, oh, okay. You sure? This is because I don't want to dig it. Because we have clay, loam, rock. Yes, that's the soil here. Because I kind of live in the foothills on the side of a slope, and there's rocks pop up out of the ground. Every time I till it up to plant some hay, it's like the ground is just birthing rocks. They just pop out. I got piles of rocks everywhere because I always move and kick them over, go out with my bucket and collect rocks out of the field because I know more will pop up next year. Yeah, it's like the earth is having babies. that's silliness. Okay. Back to it. So the well is fine and hopefully I went twice as deep as my last well. So. Because it was all water after I went down deeper than my well was, because that's where I ran out of water. So I went twice as deep, and And I put more pipe on my pump and stuff and got it all installed. And like I said, now I just have to hook it up. Yeah. So anyway, so thank you for your prayers. Yeah, it's good to have movers and ditch diggers in the family. Yeah, well, it's been like 10 days since they started the ditch digging, and I've had to do like a quarter or a third of it myself. Okay, so, and all I'm thinking is, I wished I had rented the trencher. Yeah, that's what I've been thinking all this time. But it's fine. You know, after you go over, you know, a year without water, another week or whatever, doesn't make much difference, but my trees want water because I've lost, in the several droughts we've had over the past 10 years, I've lost like 4 or 5 trees, but all the other ones are really drought hardy because they're still alive. They have a lot less leaves on them and a lot more bare branches, but yeah, they're still alive. So I've got lots of shade, but I would like to water them this winter. Yeah. And I want to start my fodder project. I'm going to start growing fodder. Since hay has become so expensive, I'm going to start feeding my animals fodder, because for every pound of seed, I can grow 5 pounds of fodder, so which makes it a lot cheaper. You just have to go through the 7-day cycle of growing it. So you got, but you know, my daughter, she doesn't have, it's another job she can do, especially since she has horses. She gets to take over I'll get her lined out and I'll let her take over and run the whole fodder operation for all of our animals here, for the goats and the sheep and the chickens and the horses. And, that way she can work for the hay for her horses. Yes, she loves her horses. Okay. The Republic is threatened, not destroyed. You know, that's kind of how I feel about it. Because John Arthur, no relation. We just happen to have the same given name. Okay? That is Arthur. Well, he's John Arthur and I'm Nicholas Arthur. Anyway, he was on the broadcast the other day and he's saying, I don't think America isn't in prophecy. So he's kind of worried about what's going to happen to America. Yeah, in prophecy. So I sent him a link to the Horae Apocalypticae. Let's see. Volume 3, Chapter 9. Look it up. Go to Horae Apocalypticae. Ha. Say that 3 times real fast. Okay. HoraeApocalypticae.wordpress.com. I always do this. I edit, revise, publish for free. Yes. And, but people can buy copies, and some people do, buy the full 4-volume sets for their library. Definitely worth having. I read the whole thing myself. Yeah. 2, 3 times. But anyway, it's there, for free, but, it's Volume 3, Chapter 9, Rise of the Two-Horned Earth Beast. And if anyone can read that and say that they can't find America in prophecy, well, then they have to explain to me which nation is the two-horned earth beast. Explain it to me, scripturally speaking. What is the image of the beast in the present day? And who are these beasts? And of course, you know, I've done the Beast Apocalyptic. So if John read this first, we should probably send him a copy of this too and have him read it. And we'll discuss it on his broadcast. Yeah. He does 5 days a week, but he does an excellent, you know, he does a better news broadcast than me. I have to admit, I just can't get as excited about the news as he can. So that's where his talent lies. And I enjoy it anyway. So even if I don't agree with him on everything, his heart's definitely in the right place. And I consider him a brother in Christ. So make sure you check out John Arthur live. He's live, actually live in the evening. And I've been trying to get him to go over the chat room so that people could join him there and grow his audience, because he's got a program that's well, maybe more mainstream than mine. But anyway, let me know what you think. How many of you in the chat room have listened to John Arthur, and what do you think? Yeah, why don't you let me know? Give me a word there. If you haven't, then he'll be live at 6 a.m. when we repeat him at noon, the previous day's broadcast at noon, where Greg Anthony used to be. What happened to Greg Anthony? Well, I think he just ran out of gas or something. I don't know. He's in Mexico or something, and I guess he's just beaching it or something. I have no idea. I know he got his late in life. He went to school and got his law degree. And, I would be thinking that would be nice if we had a lawyer that would help out on some things. Yeah. Anyway, I don't know what happened to Greg Anthony. I should talk to him, but he just said, I can't do it anymore. Whatever. Yeah. Sometimes the obscurity and the no people showing up, it just kind of feel, I know how it feels. Like, why am I doing this? I am so shadow banned everywhere. Even on the other so-called alternatives to the alternative medias, like, what are they called here? We got them all here. Got them all lined up. What is it? Okay, we have this one. Sovereign. This is a Sovereign Media, the Ben Swan thing. And, I'm pretty much shadow banned here too, because I'm part of this. But after a while, you just go, nobody, I post these things. I've got hundreds or 1,000 posts on these things. Nobody looks at them. Yeah, it's like I'm nobody on that one. So I figure I'm shadow banned there too. And then there's this one here. This one's called Getter. Yeah, same thing on Getter. Yeah, shadow banned, nobody. I post, post on First Amendment Radio. Here's my profile. Let's see. How many people? Oh, I have 45 followers on there. Wow. Hey, what happened? And I post all these things. See, 000. Okay, we post this 000. So nobody sees my posts. All zeros, big zeros. And here, somebody reposted this one. Oh, this, yeah. So either what I'm doing, nobody likes it. Nobody thinks it's worth a damn. Either that or nobody ever sees it. And I pretty much think nobody ever sees it, because nobody goes, hey, man, I saw you on Getter. Or nobody ever goes, oh, man, I saw you on Sovereign there. And then, of course, you have Gab. And I even became a Gab pro for the first year it was out. But as you can see, no comments, no likes, no reposts, no comments, no, all the same things. No comments, no likes, no reposts. Where if you go to True News, yeah, hundreds of billions. Yeah. I've been around longer than True News. Yeah. Well, First Amendment Radio hasn't been around longer than True News, but I was on Truth Radio Network before that. And then somebody stole the, whatever. That's all ancient history. But see, nothing. Nobody sees it. Not a like, not a nothing, man. Nothing at all. Now, let's see. Do I have any followers here? Let's see. Yeah. So it's like, it's almost like talking to yourself. But I'm going to laugh about it because I think it's hilarious. Can't wait to, I got 12 followers. I've been on Gab longer than on Getter. So maybe I ought to stick to Getter. Now let's see Sovereign. If I go to my page on Sovereign, my profile, let's see. Zero followers on Sovereign. So I post the same thing on all of these that I used to post on Facebook and Twitter. I got locked out of my Facebook accounts for First Amendment Radio and all those. Been locked out of them for quite a while because I don't want them to give them a cell number. Because it just doesn't feel right. giving my cell number to Facebook. I mean, yeah, something feels wrong about that. So, and I was going to get on, the True Social, but they want a phone number too. And there's another one, called Telegraph, something like that. They want a cell number too. So that's where I draw the line. Yeah. I don't need them following me around. And I don't like this stuff always. I mean, if you have all these social medias on your phone, just drives me crazy. So I don't even want my email on my phone. So I don't have anything on my phone. The only thing I have on my cell phone is my, First Amendment Radio Mobi page, because there are programs on First Amendment Radio I like to listen to. It's probably why they're there. and plus I can monitor, you know, and make sure nothing goes wrong. Now, let's see, what else have I got on my stupid phone? I don't even have my stupid phone in the room with me. I'm always forgetting it. So that's the way that works. So, and all of these places, but you know what's really big on all of these is the Church Militant. Have you heard of the Church Militant? Yeah, the Church Militant is this guy here. I believe that's this guy. This is this guy. And the Vortex. And this guy's name is his name is
$1,000
a month. Oh no. Yeah. And yeah. So anyway, the Vortex, and he's got this video. I learned about this from what is that guy's name? Chris Pinto. That's right. Learned about him from Chris Pinto. The Vortex. And this guy's name is Michael Voris. So it's a play on his name, The Vortex. And he says, where we capture, I'll just play it for you.
Where lies and falsehoods are trapped and exposed. I'm Michael Voris. Every now and then the question pops up, do Muslims and Christians where lies and falsehoods are trapped and exposed? I'm Michael Voris. Hello, everyone, and welcome to The Vortex, where lies and falsehoods are trapped and exposed. I'm Michael Voris. Every now and then the question pops up, do Muslims and Christians worship the same God? But there's an even more fundamental question that needs to be asked first, and it's much more important.
Hmm.
Do Catholics and Protestants worship the same Jesus?
Do they? No, they don't.
Stated simply, nope.
I agree
Catholics
with him.
Catholics and Protestants, and that includes
those Protestants
who do not self-identify as Protestants, like the Assemblies
of God. I think that's a Catholic
God
word,
so
nope.
Forth. All of these,
because I remember using it as a child.
Jesus as Catholics,
but I've grown up.
Now, this kind of statement may result in apoplexy in those parts of the church that have spent half a century authentic Christianity, which is to say Catholicism, and heretical Christianity, which is to say Protestantism.
Okay, so this is the guy and his organization that is prominent on all of these social media out there. And that is the Church Militant. And this is his program and his, and he talks on this video, he talks about proddy Jesus. You know, that's a derogatory term for Protestant. And of course, he says authentic Christianity equals Catholicism. Heretical Christianity equals Protestantism. Now, I don't think, maybe they all know. Yeah. That maybe they're all Catholics. But to him, what is a Protestant? Well, he goes in the video, and if you watch it here, let's see. I'll put a link in the chat room. You can check this out for yourself later. I'm not going to play the whole thing. I thought about doing a reply to him, and I might do that if I paste and fly. And there it is in the chat room. Don't play it now. you gotta listen to me first. But anyway, proddy Jesus. It'll just make you angry. Arr. Now, maybe not. I feel sorry for the guy because he's a Protestant, but he doesn't know it because he's protesting against the present Pope because, you know, they want authentic Catholicism. Yeah. And that's where the church militant is. And they're against all the same things that, you know, us, true Protestants and so-called, patriot Christians are against, like the jab and the critical race theory and transgenderism lies. And so they're against all these things. So they're really rebellious Catholics. That's what the church militant is. But they dominate, especially Gab and all the other media. So I should be suppressed because I'm an authentic Protestant. And because what he considers Protestants is anything but Catholic. Like, if you're evangelical, if you're a Mormon, if you're, what do you call those guys from that, what's that other one? I forget. One of those, any of those heretical sects. I mean, to him, Kenneth Copeland is a Protestant. Even if you've never protested the Antichrist or the great apostasy in your life, see, because he doesn't understand the meaning of Protestantism either, because he just labels everything that's not Catholic, but claims to believe in the Jesus of the Bible or any version of him is Protestant to this guy. So he has no clue what he's talking about. And of course, Catholicism isn't authentic Christianity because they don't go back to, primitive Christianity, you know, the Christianity that rose in the first century, from the apostles themselves. He has this fantasy. And one of his tests of whether you're a true Catholic or, you know, authentic Christian or a heretical Christian is, well, you don't believe in transubstantiation. That's it. That's everything. Because without that, you got nothing. Your sins are retained if Jesus isn't, you know, crucified again for them. Yeah. And the magic around transubstantiation, you're actually turning the wafer and the wine into Jesus' blood, the power of the priesthood. Okay. So anyway, that's there if you want. And, you know, I pray for people like this because, like I said, he's a Protestant and he doesn't know it because he's protesting against the Catholic Church, but he's just not protesting far enough. What he needs to do is sit down and read the Bible, the original texts. You know, not the Catholic version, not the Protestant version. You know, let him get the original text. Or he could just get the King James Bible and compare it with his Catholic version. And where there are discrepancies, then he can dive into the original language, like all of the rest of us non-scholarly types do. Okay? Yeah. And then he'll become a full Protestant once he realizes that the greatest apostasy is the Roman Church. And so he's not saying Roman. I like to say Roman. Capital C Catholicism is a proper noun. Okay. But lower C Catholicism is more descriptive and it's not a noun. Yeah. It's a descriptive. Yeah. It would be descriptive. It means universal. But the Roman Church, see, because I would have him answer the question like, when did the Roman bishop gain ascendancy over all of the other bishops and all of the other localities on earth? Yeah. Yeah, that's not in the Bible, and that's not authentic. Everything that makes Catholicism Roman is not authentic. It came after authentic Christianity. Yeah, defend that. There you go. Okay, another break, and we'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
The program you are listening to is 100% sponsored by you, the listener, on this First Amendment Rights Media channel. You will notice that there are few commercials on this radio network. There's a good reason for that. corporate advertising dollars come with strings that limit program content. So without your help, these programs cannot continue on satellite, internet, or our several affiliates. If you benefit by the educational law programs, we ask you to give. If you are admonished or nurtured by the Bible and ministry programs, we ask you to give. If some voice a cause that you are passionate about, we ask you to give. If you believe in any of these, we ask you to support them as you would a missionary on a continual basis, as if giving a tithe for missionary radio. These programs are not commercially viable and must be supported by those faithful to the cause of truth. Look for the button to sponsor your favorite programs at our listen and schedule pages on the internet. We will also give you unlimited archive access to all of our programs. We're asking you to give much less than a tithe so that you may also send support directly to a particular program host, cause, and anywhere else the Spirit may lead you. Do all to the glory of our God and Creator, for His holy nation, the only kingdom that will last forever. Thank you for listening.
Visit crosstheborder.org, C-R-O-S-S, crosstheborder.org, to get your print, EPUB, or PDF version of Nicholas Arthur's new book titled When the Third Temple is Built. That's crosstheborder.org. When it comes to prophecy today, much of the evangelical Christian world has their eyes on Israel, waiting and watching to see when the third temple will begin to be built. The plans are drawn. The Jewish people are eager. Most evangelical Christians today believe that the rapture will happen before the third temple is built. Hi, I'm Michael Eugene. I was taught that Daniel's 70th week was in the future. Is that really what the Bible teaches? Have we searched the scriptures and found this to be true? Why is it so important for a re-established Israel to build a third temple in Jerusalem? Is it necessary to build a temple on the same location already occupied by the Dome of the Rock? Is it necessary for sacrifices to take place in the temple on Temple Mount? Is there really a rapture followed by 7 years of tribulation? What is the New Testament temple? Can we identify history and prophecy? Who is the first beast in Revelation chapter 13? Who are the seven kings in Revelation 17? I have asked all these questions, and I have found Nicholas Arthur's new book, When the Third Temple is Built, answers all these questions and more using Scripture to interpret Scripture. The Bible says that no prophecy of Scripture is of any private interpretation. Nicholas shows us in his new book, When the Third Temple is Built, how the Bible interprets prophecy and not man's private interpretation. Visit crosstheborder.org, C-R-O-S-S, crosstheborder.org, to get your print, EPUB, or PDF version of Nicholas Arthur's new book titled When the Third Temple is Built. That's crosstheborder.org.
Welcome back. You're listening to Cross the Border. This is a live prophecy reality edition. They're starting to get gagged in here because we have a cooler for this building, an evap cooler. And I forgot all about yesterday. I noticed a leak in the pipe where the water comes into this building, and I turned the water off. Well, the cooler finally ran out of water just now. Because I noticed it started getting a little smelly in here. Because the water stops running, it changes the odor of the cooler. Yeah, I don't know if anyone knows about that kind of thing. Wow. Weird. Anyway. Where were we? Let me check out the chat room, see if we get any comments or anything. Nope. No comments in the chat room. They're probably all watching that video. Okay. I'm hearing much talk of the 7 year tribulation and rapture. They're having retreats on it here. I am not invited. Gee, I wonder why, Steve. Why wouldn't they invite you? I am not invited. I do share with many the truth and your books, Nicholas. Looking forward to studying your new book. Yes, I have a whole group of home church people that listen. Well, I'm glad to hear that, man. Yeah. Your name and where are you calling from? Oh, that's twice in one broadcast. This guy really loves me. Whatever. Okay. So we were talking about prodigies and the vortex and how this guy is Catholic. So I'm thinking about doing something to get him to shake him up a little bit and see if I can shake him loose from his partial Protestantism. We've heard of partial preterism before, which is a myth. It's really an accusation. Partial preter, you're a partial preterist. You believe that stuff actually happened in the past. Yeah, of course, stuff happened in the past. So it makes everyone a partial preterist. So it's like saying nothing. So, but partial, he's a partial Protestant. He's protesting and he doesn't even know it. If I wake him up and show him how he's protesting, maybe he'll either pull back all the way and become a true Roman and uphold everything, the destruction of the earth and totalitarian designs of the Vatican, and or he'll come out all the way and protest his way right out of Roman Catholicism, like all the rest of us Catholics have done. He doesn't realize that true Protestants, most of them were Catholic at one time in their life. Yeah, or at least grew up Catholic. But hey, this guy's a true believer. Yeah. He believes in all the magic and all the witchcraft and the false miracles. That's what they are, false miracles. Authentic Christianity. I don't think so, pal. You need to figure out what the word authentic means. It doesn't mean a church that becomes prominent 400 years after Christ started building his church and started dominating all of the other localities and bishops and committing fornication with the nations. That's nothing authentic about that. Okay, let's see what else have we got. Yes, and don't forget, you go to our Mobi page there at firstamendmentradio.com. And let me see. Yeah, there's no Mobi link here. So you have to go to the firstamendmentradio.com or .net. And just /MOBI will take you there. And there are pages. Let me see if I put that up. I can show it to you here somewhere. I think I have a link to it on my, my page here somewhere. Go there quickly, home page. And there it is. Oh, it says listen to First Amendment Radio over there. I think that takes you there. Yeah, that's it. It opens up the page. And it looks like that. See, it's made to fit on your mobile device, your cell phone there. But if you go to Cross the Border Monday, that'll be the first installment of my new book. And that's this book here. Okay? And so imagine that on your phone. This will be on your phone here. And then if you push on this right arrow here, it takes you to the Tuesday page. And you can listen to Cross the Border Tuesday there, and so on. And of course, Wednesday is this show, Prophecy Reality Live Wednesday. But then Thursday, Cross the Border Thursday, and Cross the Border Friday. And by Friday, of course, Thursday and Friday there are from last week. But this week, I will be playing the entire book, The Millennium Question, the audible version on the air. So you can start listening now. You can listen to Monday, Tuesday. There's a little overlap. So there's a little repeat when you begin of the previous days, but I wanted to make sure nothing was missed. So, and never hurts to hear something twice, especially this kind of study. Yeah, so yeah, do that. Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday this week, you'll have listened to the whole book, except for the What Year Is It chapter. And for What Year Is It, you go to this page here, and you can see upper in the upper right-hand corner, there is the What Year Is It study. So you can do that separately on your own. But I had to make it because it's having so much to do with the millennium. I had to make it part of the book, The Millennium Question. And my subtitle is an apology for the Killism. Killism is, the word is millenarian. So if you're a Killist, you're a millenarian. And according to, the apostate church, you are then, according to this guy, you're a heretic. Because anyone, they've deemed it the millenarian heresy, the Killism of the authentic church, the true authentic church. And that's what the book is about. And you'll learn about that there in the book. An apology for the Killism or the millenarianism of the primitive church. Because the primitive church, up through the 3rd and 4th century, was Killist. And I have all that information in the book, why it changed, and how long it changed, and why we should go back to and defend the millennium of the infant church. So, and there you go. You'll see, if you open the book, you can look at it there. And, yeah. And you can look at the opening of the book, the chapters there, and the foreword. And that's all you can read that's all you can read. Oh, yeah. On Amazon. But like I said, I will read you the whole book. So make sure you take advantage of that. And you don't have to buy anything from me. The Almighty supports me. But at the same time, that doesn't mean that I don't make these things available for people to purchase if they would like to. Yeah. Because some people, you know, are more interested and will buy books and are looking and through, looking through Amazon for books to learn about this subject. Let's see. What do I have here? Yeah. What were the millennial beliefs of the apostles and church leaders of the first century? What did John himself, his disciples, teach about the millennium? What was the belief of the churches of Asia Minor to whom John directly wrote the revelation? Is it likely that those who associated with John and were taught by his disciples would have also taught exactly the same view that John held on the subject? So that's what you'll have to learn. Okay. I guess it's back to see what else we can... I like this one, Babylon Bee. 10 drastic changes coming to CNN. Yeah, wonder what those could be. They need some drastic changes over there now that they've destroyed it, the network. Excuse me. I'm still gagging on the seaweed smell from a cooler that ran out of water. Takes a few hours for it to refresh. But, okay. Yes. CNN has pushed out reliable sources. Host Brian Stelter marking the launch of a complete rebrand for the network as they reposition themselves to report actual news and earn the trust of their viewers. Well, good luck. Like, just their name, CNN. Yeah, cable network news. Nobody's on cable anymore, are they? I have cable internet, so I guess there are still a few people on cable because they offer a package, but they have the best internet in the area here. That's why I'm on it. Here are 10 other drastic and, dare we say, promising steep steps CNN will take to turn around the network. Cut back to showing January 6th footage just 19 hours a day. At least 5 whole hours for other interesting stuff. Oh, yeah, the January 6th hearings. What a farce. I hope that they do something immediately when they change the Congress to let all those people out and restore and reimburse them for their losses and the trauma that they've suffered. What a terrible travesty of justice going on there. Okay, number 2, display the party affiliation and voting record of every anchor on screen. Hey, that's an actually good idea. They don't need to right now because you don't. Yeah. Hire Alex Jones for the 8 p.m. slot. More accurate than Brian Stelter and followed by Joe Rogan at 9. So these are mainstream or even shills. I consider Alex Jones an Antichrist Jesuit shill of a sort. And let's see. This other guy, like Joe Rogan, I don't know who he is, really. I'm sure he's like one of the most popular people on radio right now. And that means you have to make a lot of compromises and skirt around and mention other issues without really going too deep, I guess. Yes, you got a lot of money coming in. You got to keep that money coming in. Yeah. People are hooked on money. See, all anchors will have to deliver the news while competing in Soap Suds covering Wipeout course. Move Whoop Blitzer show to space, into outer space. Win over the junior high demo by renaming the network PNN. All shows will feature voiceover commentary from Mystery Science Theater. A new vaccination reality show where you keep giving the anchors a bunch of vaccinations to see how many vaccinations you could get before something weird happens. Yes, informative and suspenseful. That would be interesting, yeah. Yeah, they could do that. That would be like a reality show. Yeah, so I wonder if someone would do that. Boy, report the real news for a change. Yes, indeed. We get it. Okay, yes. And see how popular you're getting. They're even doing ads like this, showing you ugly spots on people's faces. The secret to breaking up dark. See, this is not funny. This is an ad in their email to me. That means they're making a lot of money and they just can't resist the temptation of throwing crap like this and ugly toenails that are falling apart and other grotesque things that happen to human beings in your face every day. Yeah. So getting a little too popular here, but I like this one. Texas builds 600 miles of border wall crossing, border wall using U-Haul trucks from California. So, yeah, people are leaving California in droves. They have to hire people to drive the trucks back. Used to be people are driving everywhere pretty much the same. Same many amount of people going to California as we're going to Texas and so on and so forth. So they had to drive, but now they have to pay people to drive U-Haul trucks. Now, you probably drive one truck and haul another on a hitch back to Texas. I mean, back to California. So I guess that's always been a problem, you know, getting trucks back to the places that are people are leaving the most. But here it's a joke, because after they started stacking containers too high to build a temporary wall, yeah, what a cheap idea. I just wonder, will they start living in the container, you know, we don't have to house the illegal aliens. They can live in the containers. Okay. Yeah. I'll never be as funny as Babylon Bee. Okay, let's see. Well, world in panic as science announces retirement. Yeah, and there he is, Mr. Science himself. I am science. Yes, he sure was science. People believed him, too. Yeah, it's funny what people will believe, huh? New study shows an alarming link between being a conspiracy theorist and not having myocarditis. Yes, interesting. I like that one. Yeah. So, yeah. It goes from vaccines are good for you. They only have your best intentions and, you know, what's best for you. And so, but conspiracy theorists think, nah, I think they're trying to reduce the population. Yes. So an alarming link between being a conspiracy theorist and not having myocarditis. That's a good one. I like this one, that one. 10 exciting new career possibilities for the retiring Dr. Fauci. Should we go for that one? Yeah, we'll go for that one. The next one I'm not too sure about, but let's see what they got to say here. Okay. 10 exciting new career possibilities for the retiring Dr. Fauci. Let's see. Dr. Fauci is throwing in the towel on public health like an absolute quitter. But don't count on the good doctor to fade into obscurity. He's just getting started on his second act. See, check out these 10 exciting new career possibilities for America's doctor. 1, CNN anchor, host of the revamped Reliable Sources. 2, game tester for The Sims 5. Torturing Sims 12 hours a day, 6 days a week. Okay. 3, film director, making a documentary about painting a self-portrait of him starring in a documentary. 4, pitching coach. He's already a natural at showing baseball players what not to do. About all athletes, what not to do. Don't get the jab. You'll drop dead. Maybe. I don't quite get this one. I'm not sure I get it. He's already a natural at showing baseball players what not to do. His batting average? I don't know. I don't get it quite. But I'm not a sports guy anyway. Yeah. So I'll just chalk it up there to I'm not a sports guy. Propagandist for North Korea. This might be a challenging for him since he'd have to worship someone other than himself. Yeah, that one makes sense. Okay, business owner. We hear Bill Gates is interested in a partner to open a small local virus microbrewery. Yeah, that makes sense, huh? Dog walker. Although he might not bring them back. Yeah, puppy torturer. Most despicable of human beings. He tortures puppies. Can you imagine that? Nursing home director. It's easy. Just pile all the bodies in. Just pile. A little dark there. Muppet voice actor. He's a natural. Hey, that's true. He would make a good Muppet voice. Yeah, and nobody would get hurt. Hopefully. Library clerk. At the prison where he's serving a 20-to-life sentence. No. Life sentence without the possibility of patrol. No, wait a minute. Didn't they just hang them in Nuremberg? Yeah. So, but yeah, I'd settle for library clerk. Clerk at the prison where he's serving his life without parole sentence for crimes against humanity. I'd settle for that. Although I don't think the American people should pay for it. I think, who should pay for it? Huh? Yeah. Yeah. Now, I think we had to just turn some island into a prison and send all those people over there. And let them live among themselves and without any chance of parole or escape or any food or anything. Let them scrounge for themselves, dog-eat-dog style, you know, kind of like what they've been pulling on the world for the last 2 or 3 years, you know, killing indiscriminately. Yeah. And Dale in the chat room says, Manhattan pitching? Okay, I'm not even sure. I'm not a sports guy, so I don't know what that means, if that's related to sports, but yeah. And I'm about out of time, so don't bother to call in. Thank you. But anyway, yes. Yes, I wish we all could leave California. They got a video. I wish we could all leave California. Yeah. I'm still here in, on the land in California. I've hated the government, for practically most of the time since I've been here. Yeah. I just, God puts you where he puts you. I tried to leave once. And I might try to leave again if the Holy Spirit moves me. So, yeah, there's good people in every state, just like there is. I don't know if the dynasty in California will ever be broken, because Californians, even though I believe they've been cheating in their elections longer than in the federal government, yeah, that's how they got the dynasty. That's how they turn a state like California from conservative to liberal over the last 40 or 50 years, whatever it's been. Okay, let's see what else we got here. We're about out of time. So, Supreme Court rules that urinals with no dividers are unconstitutional. See, I got to scratch my head over that one. I don't get it. Yeah, maybe someone could go to the chat room and explain it to me. It's supposed to be funny somehow, but yeah, just the Supreme Court making any decision like that, I guess, is absurd. And that's all we have time for today. You've been listening to Cross the Border, a Prophecy Reality Edition. May the Almighty bless you and keep you as you travel on the narrow way that leads to life. I'll see you all next time.